Better information will lead to better buying. That's the premise behind new efforts from the Federal Acquisition Service at the General Services Administration. Tom Sharp, the head of FAS and other GSA leaders, detailed those efforts at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg this week. Mary Davey is Assistant Commissioner of the Office of Integrated Technology Services at FAS. She details the information you can get and how it will help with buying decisions.
As everybody knows, that's a big topic of how the government procures, how can we improve the way we buy, what we buy, better data on how much we're paying and, you know, what we're paying for different things. So working with OMB and the Strategic Sourcing Leadership Council, we have stood up an initiative called the Common Acquisition Platform. There's some things going on also called category management. And what we did is gave the audience some more information in terms of the vision of the Common Acquisition Platform and category management, all the way down to the actual details of how that would work in an agency like GSA and how we'll use those tools and those principles to better help the customers we serve make buying decisions in an agnostic way, all the way down to what Laura is doing as the director of the Common Acquisition Platform and the types of tools and things that she's standing up in an electronic way to help government buyers make better buying decisions.
So what are the elements of this? What's available to me if I want to use these programs, this information?
So category management really is kind of what I call an organizing principle and a way to bring expertise and solutions to bear around a category of products or services. So as an example, in my organization, in ITS, we have about $22 billion worth of IT products and services being purchased by federal, state, and local agencies from the private sector. And as you would imagine, those things include IT hardware, IT software, services, security, telecommunications. And what we're doing is recognizing that we could provide even more value and better information to the buyers around those kinds of categories through different, you know, access to different contracts in the government space, for instance, on hardware. GSA is not the only agency that has government-wide contracts for hardware. NASA, NIH, Army, Navy's got some stuff. And so what we're trying to do is just make that information available, but also give people access to best practices and templates and each other and trying to make some of those buying decisions in each of those categories.
So this is goes beyond just providing numbers. This is not like it's not just Prices Paid portal like OFPP is trying to develop. Is that right?
Right. So Prices Paid is one of the tools.
Yeah.
And so in my group, for instance, in telecommunications, I have had for a long time a group of people. Some of them have come from industry, and some of our expertise and information that we provide to other agencies is augmented by industry. But it's really, you know, where's the market going in telecom? How are things moving from, you know, traditional voice to IP-based services? How would we set up our contracts to ensure that government gets what it needs in that space? What kind of people do I need to help an agency with defining requirements, technical, acquisition? Help them with transition, help them understand if I'm going to do a new contact center contract, service level agreements, or how to do that. So it really is the expertise around it, but then also the data, like prices paid. What's being paid for, you know, similar services on a GSA contract or another agency contract, and how can those buyers get access to that information through something like the Common Acquisition Platform. So that platform is going to provide contracts, prices paid information, and then things like, you know, maybe GAO papers or best practice papers or other sort of market expertise that people could use in making some of those buying decisions.